Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished our study of Building Block. So today, we start with a new study on the book of Nahum.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today. We're going to begin a book of the Bible that I have never done on radio. So this will be a first, and I believe that can be a big help to you. Going right back to the Old Testament, and it will be the book of Nahum. And it is a small book, 3 chapters long, but you know, dynamite comes in small packages. And so I hope that you'll be following along, taking notes, have a good King James Bible as we make notations about words as we go throughout the study, and make sure you are listening closely. Now, we just finished our Building Block series, our Between the Books series, and that's on our website. And so if you'd like to go back and re-listen to that, just go to our website and you can find it there. Our announcer gives you our website at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. Now, I just have one thing, though, before we get into the study of the book of Nahum, and that is this. As I listen to many of the radio programs on our radio station that we have here in Ocala at Central Baptist Church, the church that I pastor, it's one that we have. It's our own radio station. And as I listen to many of the speakers there, one of the things I notice is they'll have a letter month and things of that nature. I don't know that we have ever had a letter month. We may have, but I don't remember. So I am asking you, as you're listening to this, why not pay attention? And when the announcer gives our physical address or our website, you can email me through the website, or you can just simply write us at the address the announcer gives you. We would love to hear from you, and it can be positive, it can be negative. We're not asking you to send money. Money is nice, because every bit that you do send us goes right back into this ministry, and many times it goes for just things, whether it's for the radio station itself or for the recording equipment that we have. It costs thousands of dollars, and we have no one in this ministry of the Lamp and Light radio broadcast that takes a salary for this broadcast. The engineer, our radio station manager, Mr. Vaught, who also divides these messages up, as I'll stand here and preach for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then he'll break them up into segments. What I do like to do is I record these sermons I've already preached in my church, but I want to record them for you, because I feel like on radio, it's more of a personal contact than it is just speaking to a congregation. And I want to just be someone who's delivering unto you God's personal message to you through his word. And so I hope that you will listen, and that you'll write us and let us know if it's a blessing to you. Maybe there's a question that something we say brings up in your mind. Just write us. We love to hear from you. It means so much to each of us. Well, as we go now to Nahum, the book of Nahum, it comes right after the book of Micah and right before the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament. Well, that is right before not too far before the end of the Old Testament. So if you'll get there to the book of Nahum, and today we'll start with verses 1 and 2 over the next several days, and hopefully they will be a good introduction to this book. Now we read in Nahum chapter 1, verse 1, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous. And the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. Well, this book doesn't mess around in getting right into it, does it? This book could be called The Rest of the Story. Do you remember the story of Jonah back in the book of Jonah? And we talk about Jonah and the whale or the great fish. So many theologians like to argue over, was it a great fish or was it a whale? Whatever it was, we do know this, it swallowed Jonah. So it doesn't matter for us, theologically speaking, whether it's a whale or a great fish. What is important, that whatever that sea creature was, it swallowed Jonah. And we do know that. And that is a sign of Christ being in the tomb for 3 days. Now, Christ was in a tomb. What if he had been buried in the ground? He still would have risen from the dead. He was in a tomb. Now, it was important that he was buried, but he rose from the dead 3 days later. That's the important story that is there. Now, and by the way, just for those theologians that say differently, it was necessary that the blood of Jesus Christ be shed. There have been those that said, well, that wasn't really necessary, important. It was, the important thing was that he died. No, he shed his blood, the payment for our sin, because the life is in the blood. And our eternal life is in the blood of Jesus Christ. So just getting that out of the way now, we see that the story of Jonah there, when he went to Nineveh and to preach to them, back in the book of Jonah. Now, Nineveh was to be destroyed in 40 days if it does not repent. You talk about 40 days of purpose. They got into it then, okay? And those 40 days of purpose were not fleshly at all. They weren't having religious rock concerts or anything of that nature. Theirs was true repentance, and it wasn't a fashion show or anything else. They were repenting. They believed what God had to say about it. So they were wise enough to know that God never justifies nor accommodates sin. So those people of Nineveh, 150 years before our text, knew they were wrong. They knew they were in sin. They got it right. God also doesn't ever compromise, let alone accommodate. He never compromises with sin. God spared Nineveh for their repentance. When they repented, God spared them. But had they not repented, they would have been destroyed in the 40 days later. Now, in Nahum, it is 150 years after that event. God is now pronouncing judgment on them. Now, by the way, God also tells us that judgment begins at the house of God. You see, a holy God wants a holy people and a holy house. We're told to worship him in the beauty of holiness. When we design our church services as well as our personal lives to really accentuate the sensual, to really appeal to our sensual nature instead of our spirit, we are displeasing God, especially a holy God. Now, we're going to go into this introduction about Nahum, but we're just using the scripture. We're not going to spend much time on who he is or any other history. Rather, we just need to know that he is in an era about 150 years after Jonah and before the fall of Jerusalem. The northern 10 tribes are already in exile, and they are scattered. And they are scattered throughout the nations. And by the way, that was probably right around 650 BC, give or take a little bit there, but they were already scattered among the nations. Now, we talk about the lost tribes. I don't think they're lost. I think they're scattered. And God will regather them when he comes back at the end of the tribulation period. Now, I do believe that there's a regathering into the land before the tribulation that is not this one of when the Lord regathers them back, but I think it's that of the bones coming together, as in the book of Ezekiel, and the bodies coming together, but yet not having breath in them. In other words, the regathering, but without the life of Christ. So we have that background, and let's go on to the first verse here again. And he says, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. Now, right off the bat, we see that the burden of Nineveh is big, it's strong, and it's the burden is of Nineveh, not God. Again, the burden is of Nineveh, not God, because this is a book of judgment. The people of Nineveh made a choice. And since the day of Jonah, they had gone back to the previous ways of their fathers 150 years earlier. Now, those are things for which God's judgment almost fell in Jonah's day and would have had that preacher not came and preached to them. But now they've gone back to it. And by the way, God held this Nineveh responsible for their actions. Don't blame your sin and your actions on other people, your parents, or other people of your past. Take personal responsibility, because every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. No one is going to stand in your place when that day comes. Now, the thing about Nineveh of this day is they were a very hedonistic society with a hedonistic religion. In other words, they made everything entertaining. Now, back in the 1980s, a man visited our church and found out later he was a TV reporter for a station down in Orlando. But he gave me a book, and he said, "Pastor, read this book. It'll be a big help to you." Well, he was right. It helped me to see the direction of the American church that it was going. I knew that this country was headed for trouble. The book was a call for Christian hedonism. Be a fun church. Now, I don't think that the reporter that gave that to me wanted me to realize that and start warning the people and preaching about it, but I did. Now, hedonism is the philosophy of the pursuit of pleasure in all of our endeavors. We will be more successful if we fill our lives and our religion with the pursuit of hedonism.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.